Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local.
Police have surrounded an apartment complex in Taylor, and some residents have been evacuated. WWJ's Charlie Langton live at the scene with the latest, Charlie.
Yeah, good morning, Tom. Yeah, this is a very, very large apartment complex here. It's called The Courtyards. It's in Taylor, Eureka, and Beach Daily area. We are getting reports that there is a barricaded gunman. There's a lot of police presence here. A number of SWAT teams are here. Earlier, we had a report that there were shots fired. I didn't hear any myself. Also, we heard that residents were evacuated, but there's so many people here, and it's pouring rain, so it's a little bit hard to talk to anybody at this point. Plus, the police have us sectioned quite a ways from where they're concentrating. I did hear earlier the speaker out there trying to negotiate with this gunman. I did see just a moment ago a SWAT team go behind this other part of the complex here, and they're trying to get this guy out. Obviously, it's a tense situation here. Taylor police not telling us the reason for this barricaded situation, nor are they giving us any updates, so we're not sure how dangerous the situation is. But I can tell you, there are a lot of apartments here, and it's a very close quarters. So be careful if you're in this Taylor area. Reporting live here in Taylor, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Roseville police are investigating a deadly shooting that happened during a basketball game yesterday. It was an altercation over a game at Basketball City in the area of 12 and Grosbeck that led to one person being fatally shot and a CPL holder being put in police custody. Police say following the initial fight or argument, one of the people left the scene, came back with a firearm. A CPL holder intervened. There was a brief exchange of gunfire, and the individual who returned with the gun was shot dead by the CPL holder, and that person is now in police custody, and the investigation continues.
An emergency stay-in-place order has been issued for students at the University of Michigan. The Washtenaw County Health Department put the order in place until November 3rd because of the increasing number of coronavirus cases among students. Yesterday, U of M reported 836 confirmed cases of the virus. That's an increase of 200 from last week. The stay-in-place order says students must remain in their residence unless attending class, accessing dining services, or carrying out approved work that cannot be done remotely. The idea is to limit socializing among students and allow for effective case investigation and contact tracing. The order means students won't be able to gather to watch the Michigan State game on Halloween.
Less power for the governor, more local control on decisions regarding the fight against the coronavirus. That, in a nutshell, is the House Republicans' plan for moving forward on the pandemic.
Nobody said so in so many words, but the subtext of what the Republicans were really saying yesterday is we reject what the governor's approach is to dealing with the COVID situation, and we think local officials can do a better job.
Removing politics from the process as much as possible. What does the data reflect? And what does that mean for public health decision makers? More local control. Move from an environment of one-size-fits-all restrictions to one better reflecting local conditions, which empowers communities.
That's Republican Representative Ben Fredericks. The legislation is pending. The administration's support of it is questionable at best. Reporting from Lansing, Tim Skubik, WWJ News Radio 950.
The last nursing home to settle contracts with healthcare workers made a deal last night that the union says secures the safety and health of all its workers and the home's residents. WWJ's Mike Campbell has more.
Nursing home workers from certified nursing assistants, CNAs, to housekeeping, laundry, dietary, environmental, and office staff have reached agreement with Four Seasons Rehabilitation and Nursing on Newburgh near Joy Road in Westland. The workers had walked off the job over wages, work conditions, and job security. They reached a deal yesterday and plan to walk back on the job en masse today. In Westland, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
There's a lot of buzz this morning about an electric Hummer.
Introducing the world's first all-electric super truck.
With 1,000 horsepower and a 0 to 60 time of around 3 seconds, the Hummer will be something special. GM says Edition 1 will be out next year with a sticker just over $112,000. As more trims come out, it becomes relatively more affordable. There will be an $80,000 model in 2024. The Hummer will be made in Detroit at the facility recently renamed Factory Zero. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.